Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of competence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. How to travel the world in one outfit. So I've been traveling the world for the last, probably, I don't know, 5 months. And when I say world, let me just give you an idea. Most of it has been in the United States, but I did start in Wisconsin, went to Chicago, Detroit, New York City, Washington, D.C., then came back out west, went back through Wisconsin, stayed home for a little while, but then was back on the road, drove through Kansas, Iowa, down to Santa Fe, the Grand Canyon, Los Angeles, up to San Francisco, over to Oregon, then back down to LAX, where I flew out to Kiev, Ukraine. Spent some time over to Kiev, flew over to Munich, back to Kiev, then flew out to Atlanta, Georgia for my conference, flew back to Kiev, flew into Bangkok, went up to Chiang Mai, stopped in Hua Hin, then back to Kiev, back to LAX. And then, of course, we're going to keep going and we're going to head out west, stop in Denver, Colorado, maybe Salt Lake City, on the way back to Wisconsin. And through most of this, I have actually made it through with just a few outfits. 6 months on the road, one outfit that rules them all. For me, I'm going to describe it in today's podcast, and maybe I'll throw in a few other things here or there because, you know, I'm not going to say that I've gotten away with just one outfit, but I do have one default look that really works for me when I travel. If I know I'm going to be going into perhaps a quick meeting, I need to film a video. And it all starts with simply making sure that everything that I take is interchangeable, is proven. These are, you know, you don't travel with something brand new. And I mean, let me take that back. I understand if you're about to take a trip and one of your tried and true shirts, sports jackets, maybe pieces of luggage is worn out. You need to replace it. But you want to go with something that may be a brand or a particular style that has worked for you in the past and you know is going to be something that's not going to let you down. Because what you don't want to do is when you're out traveling, you don't want to spend time having to shop abroad. Because sometimes you can get a little bit of sticker shock. I know here in Thailand, where I'm currently right now in Bangkok, there is an import tax on a lot of luxury items. So something, particular brands that I am, you know, going to want to steer towards, either I can't find them or they're 40% to 50% more expensive than if I were to purchase them in the United States. So again, preparation is key. Make sure everything you're taking with you is interchangeable, is going to work. Therefore, you can take less and you'll be able to get more outfits. But let's go ahead and start off. So what is key? For me, it starts with my luggage. So I have been taking a satchel made by, who made this one? You're going to laugh at this company, but called Nutsacks. Yes, that is the name of the company. You can look them up. Great satchel. This is a simple, manly looking man purse. And I'd have to say, because I've got four kids, a wife, plus my passport, plus everything that goes with it. I have a daughter that gets bloody noses. I have a two-year-old whose hands are always dirty. So I carry wet wipes with me. I carry tissues. I carry, I even carry a paperclip. I've used paperclips to open up phones and change out SIM cards to, actually, we had a soccer ball the other day that wouldn't make it through security because it was aired up. I don't know why soccer balls don't go through security, but I was able to use that paperclip to open it up and to basically let the air out and deflate that soccer ball, which I did want to keep because it was from from Thailand, and I want to be able, my son to be able to bring it back to the United States. The point being, there's a lot of useful things that you just can't always carry on your body. So to be able to have a small bag it has been a lifesaver. All these, you know, things I talked about from like, we, I also carry like a little USB memory card. I carry a phone charger, you know, the connector from my phone to the actual charger. We also have a plug-in station, just, you know, one that's like a multi-country adapter. Little things like that make a big difference. I'll go ahead and throw in emergency sewing kit, a little bit of lip gloss or a little bit of lotion. My wife, I know she gets really dry hands and dry legs. I get dry hands. And when you're traveling, something like that is really nice. We've taken sunblock, small little sunblock with us. So I definitely a go-to. Now, I also carry a leather briefcase. I carry mine's made by actually Saddleback Leather Company. I had that as a gift given to me by Brett and Kate McKay over at the Art of Manliness. And I've loved my bag, you know, the one that's just a simple briefcase. Carries my computer is in it, along with my charging cords and a few other maybe little bits of paperwork or receipts that I get for my business. I am traveling for business for most of this. So there you go. Next up, and while we're on accessories, let's talk about watches. So I've been taking a watch with me. It's made by Vincero. Great watch. I like a few of the complications. Overall, you know, yes, I can check my phone. And some people may view a watch as a luxury and extra, you don't really need it. I disagree, because sometimes your phone's in your pocket and you simply want to check the time, especially when you're carrying two bags, you've got a kid, you know, that's riding up on your shoulders. I don't want to have to stop everything and try to reach in my hands, but I still need to maintain, be on time. I've got five people that I've got to get to a destination on time and at the appointed, so we don't miss any flights. And I can tell you a watch has been very useful for me. Now, going to all these varied locations, when we were in Santa Fe, it was pretty darn cool. Even the Grand Canyon, actually, well, it was somewhat warm. But Kiev, Ukraine, definitely was cold. And when we left Wisconsin, it was definitely cold. I have my go-to overcoat. And I love this overcoat because I can wear it with jeans and a sweater, or I can wear it with a suit. It's charcoal gray. It actually goes just below my knee. It's classic in design, something that has just been a go-to for me, and I love it. And I also brought with me a sports jacket. The sports jacket I've been wearing is made by Suit Supply, and I've really enjoyed this sports jacket. This one was a new one to my edition. It's got a little bit of a different, interesting pattern to it. It has three colors of blue, a light blue, a medium blue, and a dark blue. And it looks like, you know, you see this, it's very, very small repeating patterns. So from a distance, it actually looks like a solid medium blue, but you get up close, you'll see the various patterns. What I love about this is it really works with a wide variety of blues and whites. So with this, I also have taken a quarter zip lightweight sweater. This one made by, I believe, Ministry of Supply. I brought this one in gray. I also have a navy shirt, again, by Ministry of Supply. I love their high-tech clothing. This one, what I love about this shirt, and I've actually got two other ones from Suit Supply that I've brought with me on this trip, but I go to the Ministry of Supply whenever I'm traveling and having to sit, because it's made from a synthetic material. It does not retain odor, and it does a great job of, has a four-way stretch to it. The other ones look a bit nicer. The problem with this Ministry of Supply, I don't think I could actually wear it with a necktie. It would be a little bit too informal. It's kind of made to be worn without. Also, the collar isn't going to always hold itself up, versus the ones I have from Suit Supply. I've actually used $1 million collar, which I've talked about in some of my advertising over at Real Men Real Style, but that basically strengthens the placket and gives me a really nice look, even when I'm not wearing a necktie. Now, undershirts and my underwear, pretty much everything I've brought with me. Undershirts, I do have a couple from Rib Tea. I have also some from Tanny, and my underwear pretty much from Tanny, although I do have a pair of underwear from Sheath. And this is, all of this is made with a micromodal and various types of Swiss cotton. What I love about these undershirts and my underwear from these high-tech companies is that there are no hot spots. Everything fits great, very comfortable, and that's nice. Whenever you're having to, I think we're this trip back to the United States, we're going to have two layovers. I know that my kids are going to fall asleep, so I'll be carrying probably a five-year-old in one hand, my luggage in the other one, and I simply want clothing that's comfortable, because I know that I've got enough things that I want to deal with. I don't want to have to deal with uncomfortable underwear. So let's get into my pants. I am wearing pretty much jeans I'm wearing. I've got two companies. I've got one from Mott & Bow, and they're made with a very lightweight fabric. I actually wore these throughout Thailand and enjoyed them. What I like is with the lightweight fabric, it's much more breathable. I could actually roll them up when I was on the beach and had no issue with it. So in Kyiv, I really used my dark brown dress boots from Thursday Boots. I almost forgot right there. But Thursday Boots, I also have a pair of double monk straps, which I took with me to Thailand. I left the Thursday Boots. They were heavy, and I knew I wouldn't need them in the hot climate here. So I brought my Paul Evans double monk straps. I also have a pair of perforated leather shoes that I bought in Ukraine from a Ukrainian company called, I think it's Mida, M-I-D-A. And these are made for actually not leather, but it's a leather substitute. And what I love about these is they were very lightweight, very breathable. And I know for a lot of people, they want to go to sandals or they want to go to flip-flops, but I find that these slip-ons are great. They're much more stylish than any type of sandal, and I can wear them with my jeans. I can wear them even with shorts, and they look great. Now, the only shorts I brought were my running shorts and my swim trunks. I opted to kind of go without shorts. I find that that's a go-to for a lot of tourists, but if you wear really lightweight clothing, especially tropical weight wools, you can get away with not having to go with shorts in another country. Plus, when it comes to insects, when it comes to sunburn, it really doesn't bother me. And I noticed that most of the locals in the countries I've been traveling to, they don't wear shorts. So I kind of feel a little bit more, I would say, embedded, I guess, into the culture, although I definitely don't look Thai. All right, so that is, overall for the clothing, that's right in there. So let's really quick jump back into my bag. I started off with this, but I always carry a pen with me, sunglasses as well. I don't like to buy sunglasses abroad. I can trust what I'm usually getting in the United States. I use a company called Seventh Degree, and I've love their shades. Really, I think you're getting a lot of bang for your buck. That's about it. So that outfit right there, yes, I can bring in a few shirts. I've got a pair of, I don't really, all the jeans, I had a pair of, what was it, flannels as well, gray flannels. But pretty much I've worn the jeans, stuck with those. I have a variety of other shirts I've picked up here or there. I do have a couple t-shirts that, they're truly tanning undershirts that I've doubled as t-shirts. I don't normally recommend that, but when you go with a higher quality brand, one that has a really nice drape and doesn't lose color after multiple washes, which Tanny doesn't, I think that's why it's always worth, I think, going with higher quality. These have worked for me and no one's been the wiser. So guys, that's about it when it comes to traveling the world on one outfit. Again, key things to remember, interchangeability. Make sure that you go with tested products and preferably you get the best that you can afford when it comes to quality. I do believe this is when quality products really show their superiority, because whether you're having to, oftentimes we're washing clothing right here in the hotel room because yeah, they have a washing service, but it takes like 2 days and I'm only here for 1 day. So, and I need something washed. So I'll wash it right there, hang it out to dry, and it will be able to maintain its drape, be able to maintain its shape. And that's what quality clothing should do. For more information on how to travel the world with one outfit, make sure you go to realmenrealstyle.com/episode55. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.